1-800-237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two. This is the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And, man,
which you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's got, I don't know, something like 40 or 50 women on there that have sent us their pictures. Some are validated, and you can see that they've got pictures of themselves holding signs that say Free Talk Live or FTL, something like that.
Some are old, some are young.
Some are black, some are white.
Yeah.
Some are big, some are small.
As long as you're a lady, you can be a part of the Shrine of Female
All it takes
listeners.
Is 2X chromosomes.
Exactly. All right, so you can check that out. It's free, and it's fun, so check it out at freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So, the show is about your calls, and we'll talk to you about anything. I wanted to just kind of recap on that last phone call that we got last hour. For those of you who might just be tuning in, Conrad called in from North Dakota. And Conrad's actually a member of the Free State Project, and from what I can tell, a pretty principled libertarian. But he was asking, apparently he has a friend of his who's a Nazi.
Yes.
As he described.
And he doesn't like that.
And the Nazi asked the question, and then Conrad asked the question, well, in a free America, in a libertarian America, if the Nazis all got together and bought a big old plot of land, which would then be their private property, would they be able to, for instance, prevent people from crossing through it? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course they would. It's their private property.
The problem with liberty is you have to give it away to other people, otherwise you don't have it for yourself.
Exactly. And so he was concerned.
Even the bad people.
And then as we, you know, as I pointed out, look, I'm not a person of color. I'm a white boy. And if I found out, as I was traveling the country, that I was going towards an area where there was a bunch of Nazis, I would make it a point to go around that area. I would not bring my vehicle or myself into that area for the chance that I might run low on gas and have to spend some money in their silly little Nazi world economy. And then he went to the extreme. Because it seems like whenever some people always ask the question why it is that we end up talking about libertarian extremes. Well, it's because people take us there. Then he went to the extreme and said, well, what if they buy a huge piece of property, like a big strip of property that, you know, goes from Lake Erie down to the Gulf of Mexico, and it's all owned by the Nazis. And then how are you going to go around?
Well, I don't think that there's enough Nazis to be able to really, you know, get this plan going.
And again, if there were, like I said, we got other problems to deal with at that point. Because that's scary, if there are that many Nazis or that many rich Nazis or whatever. And the market would take care of it anyway, because we could just fly over it. Or
I can tell you my experience with the Free State Project, that the Nazis can't get themselves together well enough to make this happen.
No, I agree with that. Anyway, I just wanted to point out how bizarre it is that, and, you know, even when the libertarian is on the phones with us, we can still go off to these crazy extremes.
In a libertarian America, the things that separate the races in this country would be done away with. There would be no affirmative action. So, and there would be no quotas as far as universities and government jobs went, that kind of thing, because there wouldn't be that many government jobs. Very few.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. The show is about your call, so let's talk to Mark in Vegas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey,
In order for anybody to buy up all the land, suppose I was going to have, within the construct of the free market, not that could really happen in the free market. You notice big business is a corollary, actually, of big government. But in order for that to happen, they would actually, they'd have to earn income. Within the construct of the free market, the only way that can be done is by satisfying consumer demand. So they'd have to be doing something really productive and good in order to acquire the resources in order to buy.
Well, the whole situation was just totally out of this world.
Yeah.
And he admitted it by saying, "Well, what if?" You know, they always put the what if in front of their crazy scenarios.
Whereas, of course, the government doesn't have to do anything productive to acquire its resources and buy its land and. Of course, where are the biggest pieces of land that you can go on to? Where are those at? And where are those pieces mean, who controls those people?
The government does.
Yeah, I mean, Air Force Base in North Dakota, Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota.
Not just Air Force bases, but just huge plots of land out west. The government owns a bunch of
it. You just can't go here.
Yeah, yeah. I was in the Marine Corps Camp Pendleton. You know, you can't just drive through Camp Pendleton. You got to go around it.
Yeah.
You know? So there's all these roads you can't access.
And they're discriminating against you because you're not wearing fatigues.
Yeah. So whereas I live down here in Vegas now, and suppose the Strip was privately owned. Do you think that any of these big hotel casinos wouldn't want people to access that street and come? Spend their money, of course. I mean, they're part
obviously.
Of
they, obviously,
private.
They would. Obviously, they would want it. But his, you know, his in his scenario, he's right. The Nazis certainly would want to keep certain people out, and it's their property, so it'd
be
their prerogative.
But
and that means they'd also be keeping out business. So you're absolutely right, Mark. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Last night I had mentioned that macroeconomics is a fictitious construct, and then of course the program ended. I just wanted to punctuate my remarks. I had a discussion with somebody who actually majored in economics, and of course they were trying to test me. And we started talking about what determines interest rate. And of course, there's actually a plurality of factors that determine interest rates. One fallacy that a lot of people have is that they conflate higher interest rates with inflation itself.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have higher interest rates, then that means we're not having inflation. And, of course, that's not necessarily true. Now, it's true that if we have inflation, you know, depending on what interest rate, because there's, like, the federal funds rate, which Greenspan can
control. Let me tell you, you're losing me already, dude. And if you're losing me, you're losing 99% of the audience. Can you make this simple and understandable? And
yeah, actually, the finish will be very easy to understand. I think people will understand exactly what I'm saying here. But there are a number of different factors that can. It all depends. I think Murray Rothbard explained it best. It all depends on what force is greater. Like if there's inflation, you know the prime rate, which the government doesn't directly control, you know, the market will tend to account for inflation. You know, you look at some of these credit card rates. You know, they're 17-18%.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, inflation can actually, to some extent, suppress nominal interest rates because when the government creates more money out of thin air to finance its spending, they're injecting more funds into the loan market.
Huh.
And so by increasing the supply of loanable funds, that can actually lower nominal rates.
I'm new to this whole economics thing, man. You're kind of losing me, dude. So
what I'm saying, it's a supply and demand. I'll get there in a second.
We don't have too many more seconds, Mark. I'm going to give you about 10 more.
There's a supply and demand element at work when it comes to the supply of credit. And I was pointing that out to this person, and they stopped me and they said, no. Supply and demand is microeconomics.
Okay.
Interest rates are macro, and so that's how they're trained to fragment the two. Now, I heard somebody explaining the difference between macroeconomics and microeconomics, explain it like this. Micro is the study of the trees. Macro is the study of the forest. There's a problem with that. You can't study the forest, they'll study the tree.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I can't take it. I'm sorry, man. I know he's got good intentions.
He's got a good subject. It's just...
I'm a dum-dum. I went to government school, man. You got to make it really simple for me. Sorry, I'm just a talk show host. 800-259-9231. I understand supply and demand, and you know interest rates should be set by supply and demand and shouldn't have anything to do with the Fed or the government or anything like that. So, toll-free 800-259-9231. You got to be careful when you're doing a general interest show. You know, this isn't a business talk show. It's not a show about stocks. It's not a show about money or anything like that. So you got to keep it as general and as simple and understandable as possible. So next time, if you want to talk about something like that, Mark, you should probably make some notes and make it so a fifth grader could understand it. Because, like, I'm a fifth grader when it comes to that kind of stuff. More coming back at you. I mean, did you get it, Manwich?
I kind of zoned out.
Yeah. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of your ways.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the show, the Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Go and vote for us over at the Podcast Awards. Only, I think, today and tomorrow. So the voting window will be closing here soon. We are nominated. Our own listeners went and nominated us for the best cultural political podcast in the world. We're one of four nominations. And
they love us.
Yeah, you can go and vote for us at podcastawards.com. You can do it once per day, so you can do it once today and once maybe 24 hours from now.
over at podcastawards.com. And all you need to vote is an email address. It's that simple. And, of course, you can go vote for us at podcastalley.com, but we're not pushing for votes there yet because they're about to reset their voting for next month. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in August. So I guess Monday, because Monday's the first. Anyway, we're talking to you about whatever's on your mind, as always. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Floyd in Virginia. Floyd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent,
hey,
sir.
Great. I got a question. I've been listening for about a week now, and I noticed that the government is like a big monster that you really can't change overnight. So if you were in charge, what would you change, like, right now?
Like, if we were what, president?
If you were, like, president, what would you change?
I'll let Manwich take that one first.
Now, I know what Ian's answer is going to be, but my answer is withholding tax. I would not make it I would make it so that companies did not have to withhold income tax from their employees' checks.
What do you think my answer is going to be, Manwich?
I think that you're going to say that you've got to do it all at once, otherwise it won't work.
Well, I was just going to say I would borrow a page from Harry Brown, who of course ran for president as a Libertarian candidate for two terms. Of 96 and 2000, and one of my favorite things that he wrote in his book was what he'd do on his first day in office.
Yeah.
And if we were to magically elect a libertarian to president, one of the first things that they could do within the first few hours of being in office would be to pardon all non-violent offenders that are in jail, like drug users, drug offenders, that kind of thing, that are sitting and rotting in federal prison. You could pardon all of them right off the bat. You could literally tear pages out of the Federal Register, all those stupid executive orders that they put in there over the years, totally unconstitutionally. Just set that thing on fire, basically. Get rid of all that stuff. Bring the troops home from the 135-plus countries that we are occupying around the world. All that kind of stuff, we could, you know, get that done on the first day.
What really interests me is the taxes we have to pay. You know, we work our butt off, and all we do is seem to support everybody that doesn't really want to work that hard.
Right. Yeah, well, I think Manwich's solution would be helpful there, and that is, you know, asking business people to just stop withholding and reversing that situation, because that's been going on since World War II.
I think, you know, if people
realize...
What would
you do, Floyd?
Well, I would try to get rid of... reduce taxes big time, because
right.
I think if people realize how much they spend in taxes, I think there'd be a big revolt in the country.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I think I'd try to put us on the gold standard as quick as I could. Or
yeah.
Actually, I'd do away with money entirely as far as a government thing and just make money to, you know, it would naturally evolve very quickly.
Yes.
His money would then be a private thing.
Let the marketplace take care of it.
Yeah, that way people could use gold and silver as money instead of worthless pieces of paper.
There'd be some really amazing changes that could happen if we were to elect libertarians in this country, but we got our work cut out for us. So, Floyd, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, I guess that's about it. Hey, keep up the good work.
Great call, man. We're glad you're out there. 800-259-9231. Thanks for it. 1-800-259-9231. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Gene.
I thought tonight I'd go on the light side a little bit and
play
off the politics and tell you about my ride on the world's fastest train.
Now, where is this? In China?
Well, I won't tell you just yet where it is.
Okay.
It goes... 430 kilometers per hour.
That is fast.
Which translates to 280 miles an hour.
Wow.
That's
almost as fast as an airplane, man.
Oh,
that's faster than some.
That's faster than a jet airliner on takeoff or landing.
Wow. Okay.
But it's in Shanghai.
Uh-huh.
Most people, and it's a maglev.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't even touch the track, right?
It doesn't touch the track. Most people don't know that. In fact, I didn't know till I got to Shanghai at the airport and got on the thing that this thing even exists. It's the world's only commercial maglev that anybody can ride. It's a 30-kilometer track from the airport to Shanghai, and the entire 30-kilometer trip takes a little under 8 minutes.
I bet it doesn't take long at all.
Wow,
now,
that's amazing.
Was this a government project? Because here in Florida, we thought about trying that, too, and dumped several billion dollars just into researching what it would be like to have one.
it's like an $8 billion boondoggle. But anyways, it's a heck of a lot of fun, and I want to tell you guys.
It's a fast boondoggle.
Got on that train at the train station. I didn't know how fast it went when I got on it. I mean, at the airport. And the thing left the station, and it's next to a freeway. And I'm watching the cars on the freeway, and pretty soon we're you know, it didn't take too long, and we're going as fast as the cars on the freeway.
Wow.
And nobody had told me how fast this thing goes.
So you, that's got to be, that's interesting. You didn't realize what you were getting into, and all of a sudden you start going faster than the cars are.
It started accelerating. It's very smooth. You know, there's almost no sensation of movement. And it starts, pretty soon I'm going twice as fast as the cars on the freeway. I'm going, man, this thing is moving. And
it's just getting warmed
up. Yeah, it was just warming up because soon we were going four times as fast as the cars on the freeway. And even the cars that are going the same direction that we're going look like they're going backwards at about 165 miles an hour.
Wow.
And I'm just, you know, my eyeballs are popping out of my head. They got a little digital readout there that reads out your speed. And it's clicking up over 400, and I'm going, oh, my God, I hope this thing stays on the track.
How much does it cost to ride this thing?
It's about $18 one way, something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, but
it's
for
well
the amount of time,
it.
I mean, the,
I don't know about the time, but
what would you pay in a taxi? Really? I mean, you're going 30 kilometers, right?
Yeah.
What would you pay in a taxi for that ride?
Yeah, the taxi ride is about the same. But I told some people at the
about university, the same price, but not as much fun.
No.
Not as fast, either.
I used to live at in Reno when I rode this. I just got back and I talked to some people at UNR about it, University of Nevada, in Reno. And some of the professors and stuff there had no idea this thing existed. And some people want to fly to Shanghai just to ride this maglev.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. Sounds very interesting. You said there's only one of them, huh?
The only one in the world that you can ride. Now, there's a test track in Germany and there's a test track in Japan, but nobody can ride those. In fact, the Germans are the ones who designed the one in Shanghai.
Does it have a name? Does it have a name?
Gosh, you know, I don't know if it does.
Huh.
The maglev in Shanghai.
Because I want to know how you say boondoggle in Chinese.
The taxi drivers were complaining left and right about that maglev going to Green
Airport.
They
didn't like that thing.
Yeah, I bet, especially since their tax dollars paid for it.
Yep.
Hey, Gene, great call, man, as always. Thank you for the info, dude. We'll talk to you again. 1-800-259-9231. Now, that's cool, man.
It is. Does sound like a lot of fun. Can you imagine what it must have been like, too? We're going as fast as the cars.
Yeah, is everything okay?
We're going faster than the cars.
Something
whoa,
wrong?
We're really outdistancing those cars.
God, I can't even imagine that. That would floor me, man.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden going that fast. I mean, four times as fast as the cars nearby you? 280 miles an hour?
He must have just been amazed.
That's incredible. If you got a that's a good travel story
that
right there.
That is
good one, yeah. 800-259-9231.
We don't want to hear about you getting dysentery in Mexico.
All right, so we got a bunch
of people. I can get dysentery in the United States. I don't need to hear a Mexican
Jack
story.
Is on the line. Harry is waiting around as well. Your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Of course, if you're a lady listener, we'll put you at the front of the line if you dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231.
Ladies first or Free Talk Live?
That's right. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's
anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the live streaming there for you. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, you take your pick. They're both free at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Manwich, let's talk to Jack. Jack in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing over there?
Good, Jack. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to say that you guys are really, like, in tune to what's going on, and you're very knowledgeable, and I feel confident in, you know, your message and the way that you want things to be, like, in the future.
Okay, thanks.
But what I'm concerned about is that the people right now who are controlling everything, they're, you know, not at all, you know, stupid. They are pretty smart people, even though they're totally sloppy and relentless in their ways, you know?
Okay, okay.
Unless there's, like, you know, something serious, a miracle or something to stop the force of the wave that's about to crest, which is basically a police state.
Yeah, it certainly is a wave. I like the way you described that. It's getting more intense. It's building in its strength, and you can look to places like New York City for examples of what might, you know, you can look at New York City for examples of what the rest of the country's police departments would love to be doing. They would
exactly.
Just love to be randomly searching people on the streets.
Right.
We got a story actually out of I don't know if it was, but was it? It wasn't Minnesota. It was like Wyoming. Or something.
I don't know what the story is.
Where the police have been ordered to randomly pull over cars.
Right, and they've been doing this for a while, so they're good at it. But now it's going to be like more and more everywhere.
Yeah, now they've got their with every bomb that goes off around the world. Apparently, it doesn't even matter if the bombs go off here in America. With every bomb that goes off around the world, it gives our government another excuse to crack down even further and give us even more of a police state.
Right, and also scare the people. And I really see that it's not going to be to them just like running in and marching. It'll be very quickly, scare everybody into letting them be in their face, and then it'll just be permanent.
Right, and who knows what the next? Who knows? I predicted that we were going to have some sort of random searching. I didn't think it was necessarily going to flow out into the streets quite yet, and it sort of is now in New York, and I can definitely see it happening sometime soon. If something happens here in the States,
right.
You're going to see roadblocks.
Exactly.
You're
going to
see roadblocks and searches of vehicles, and the people in this country are so sad. I mean, when they do these articles about the New Yorkers consenting to the searches, it makes me feel so terrible for our future in this country, where people
exactly.
are just bending over at the state's request. Oh, it's for my own safety. Okay. Hey, why aren't you consenting? Do you have something to hide? What's wrong with you? Are you a terrorist?
Right. But you know, the thing is, and what's really the one that you just got to sit down and take a breath is, you know, it's almost as if they're magicians. They put people to sleep, and the people that are asleep actually enjoy being asleep. They mm-hmm. don't want to wake up.
Sure.
So
it's like it's right out of the Matrix, you know,
right,
Cypher's enjoying he's enjoying his steak and he wants to get plugged back into the system. Ignorance truly is bliss, and most people in America think they're free. They celebrate their freedom every Independence Day, except they call it the 4th of July nowadays.
Right.
And
so what do you see happening? I mean, do you see like there's going to be, you know, peace and tranquility? It's going to fall apart before it happens because it's barely making it now, or... You know, I just see, like, a bunch of people going crazy and starting to push buttons.
Well, the nature of government is to govern. And currently they govern pretty good size in this country, comparatively to a historical sense.
Right.
And all they can do, all they're able to do, is govern more.
Right.
I mean, if they're not growing, they're atrophying.
Right.
You know, I mean,
they have to grow.
From their point of view, it's a very bad thing not to be able to grow their influence.
Sure, and plus they lobby for it too. You could never cut. If you want to try and cut a government program, all the employees of that program, the beneficiaries of that program, are going to come out and fight it. So I don't know what. You know, I can't predict the future, but I know one thing's for sure. We're going to do our best to spread the word of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as we possibly can.
Right.
You know, they haven't come after us yet here on Free Talk Live, and as we grow in influence,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'll probably want to come after us, but we're not just one host, you know, we're not just one host that's popping oxycodones and, you know, if they throw one of us in jail, well, we're going to have a tough time doing our show. There's five of us here involved with Free Talk Live, so they'd have to come after all five of us if they wanted to. And if they came after us, it would just do the freedom movement a favor because it would just bring more attention to our show and liberty in general. Go ahead, prosecute Free Talk Live and see what happens.
Right.
And so we're going to take ourselves and thousands of other liberty-loving individuals. We're all going to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and that's where the changes are going to begin. You know, let the other 49 states rest in their shackles and rest on their laurels and enjoy their slavery. We're going to be setting ourselves free in New Hampshire because we can. Because if we all get together, people that think like we do, if we all get together, we really can make a difference, don't you think?
I do, and I really believe in people. And the thing is... I don't think the people want to be a slave. I think that they're so... It's almost like these people are magicians. They're not just...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, their influence is very powerful in a way that...
Well, people seem to think, and I like the magician reference, they seem to think they're getting something for their taxes. Even though they can't quantify it, even though when you try to nail it down and ask them, well, what's your favorite government program? If you think government's doing something for you, tell me what they're doing. Oh, well, I know they must be doing something.
Right.
Look at all the money they're getting. They must be doing something. They're protecting us.
Right.
See, they're all under this illusion, as you would say, that something's actually going on.
Right.
But in reality, what's going on is they're being robbed at gunpoint, and then the bureaucrats and the politicians are just doing as they please with the money.
Who would want to think that they willingly give their money to the government and get a bunch of crap in return?
Right? Exactly. And I think that the reason they need people to be asleep is because that's how they get their money. They really don't know any other way except for to swindle it, so... And that they're good at it.
Of course, the whole system's based on ignorance. I mean, if you talk to any of those the tax freedom advocates, and I think I'm going to try and get Larkin Rose on the show right before his trial, because he's got a trial coming up soon. But if you talk to a tax freedom advocate, they'll tell you that even if you look through the law itself doesn't say anything about people having to pay income tax. They've asked the IRS plenty of times, thousands of times, to simply point out the law where it specifies that Americans should, you know, have to pay income tax. It doesn't. People just pay it out of pure ignorance.
Right. Well, they are also, like, they do have a police, you know, the IRS police, who do make it difficult for people. So, they scare them into it.
That's a factor as well, yes. Everybody knows that there's a chance that they could be prosecuted.
Exactly.
Even though it's unjust and unconstitutional. And, but of course, that's the other factor, is it's supposedly a nation of laws, but the law enforcers ignore the laws all the time. So what good does it do us?
Right.
The whole thing's a joke.
Yeah,
anything else
a joke.
On your mind, Jack?
That's it.
Great call, man. Thanks for it. Hope to hear from you again. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. How is it, Manwich, that I'm expected to understand and obey and even know what the law is when the so-called enforcers disregard it on a daily basis? When they don't even know.
But they disregard it, and the laws change regularly.
Sure.
When it comes to tax code, even when you call the IRS, and you ask them questions, half the time. I'm not making this up. I'm not just saying half the time. I'm saying, really, it's about half the time.
And
like
you're talking about basic
of the time,
questions. You're talking
they don't
about
know the
like,
answers.
You're talking about common questions. You're not calling and asking some obscure, bizarro question. You're calling and asking one of the top 10 questions that they're asked.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the questions. They get the answers wrong. More coming back. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. 3 Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes. I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We got thousands of posts, over 30,000 of them, as a matter of fact, for you to surf around through. Everything from the serious to the fun to the angry. The flame wars, they're all there for you. And it's all free, of course, and hundreds of people are interacting at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org.
That's pretty good considering you lost the little piece of paper that we normally read that off of.
I've been memorized it for quite a while. Anyway, we're talking about anything, as always, whether it be political, personal. Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Good evening, guys.
Hey.
One thing always bothered me that happened after Twin Towers, and maybe you can explain it. A couple of days after the Twin Towers fell, they had on the 6 o'clock news that either a fireman or a policeman picked up a passport for Muhammad Atta.
Okay.
And they showed it on the 6 o'clock news.
I remember that, yeah.
Where did that come from?
Oh, it must have just floated down from the explosion.
Perhaps it was right next to the black box.
Yeah.
I don't know. Very strange, isn't it?
Isn't that weird?
That's one of those little pieces of evidence that leads credence to the conspiracy theorist's story. Now, again, I'll say again that I don't believe anybody's story, personally. But I definitely don't believe the government's story, especially when you've got silly things like that. I mean, that's just awfully coincidental that guy's passport just happened to survive the explosion and the incinerating fire that resulted from it.
Well, here's something I heard from Alex Jones last year. The situation was, according to him, it happened once in California and once in Texas, right? Now, the scenario was a pedestrian is walking across the street, walking down the street on the sidewalk. Okay, and he's coming to an intersection. According to Alex, this happened twice. Okay? He comes to the intersection, and a police car comes up to the intersection with the rear window half open. Now, in the back of the police car is the police dog, canine unit.
Okay.
So the dog starts to bark. And, of course, the guy's playing around with the dog, the pedestrian, he starts to bark back and harassing the dog. Guess who went to jail?
Well, not the dog.
No, certainly not the dog.
Wait, for what? What was the charge?
Harassing a canine unit. I'm serious. This apparently, Alex Jones said this happened.
Well, we'll take his word for it. Harry, anything else on your mind tonight?
That should about do it.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, my fiance, she has this bad habit of flipping the bird to the cops when she's driving around. And
doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
Yeah, don't bark at the cops' dogs and don't flip them off. Just leave them alone.
Ignore them.
Yeah, just pretend like they're not ignoring you,
you ignore them.
Yeah, you don't want to stir up that kind of trouble.
Because they're only to suck away your time, your valuable time anyway.
It's not going to be fun. Even if you want to mess with them, just withhold. Then just wait for your opportunity when they actually are pulling you over for some other reason. Anyway, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We were talking about, a little while back, we were talking about how the government's a parasite and how that people, in general, Americans, the sheep type of Americans, the ones that haven't figured out the game yet, the government is a big parasite and they suck your wealth from you and do nothing with it. Well, Americans seem to think they get something from government, that there's some sort of protection and some service out there. Well, here's a great story about government providing some services of protection to the community. From Jay, he emails us, I wanted to quickly drop you a line to let you know about a situation that happened to an acquaintance of mine a few weeks ago. As it goes, she was in the middle of a move to the People's Republic of San Francisco when her living situation sort of collapsed around her. For a few days, she parked her car near my sister's apartment while using her bike and car to look for housing in and around the area. She had moved with her dog and cat, and she had no other option but to leave them in her car for short periods of time.
The dog and the cat?
Right.
Okay.
As she looked for housing. So something happened, and she wasn't able to move into where she was supposed to.
Right.
So here she is, stuck in California, trying to find somewhere to live.
Hopefully it wasn't too hot.
Right. So she left her dog and cat there. Her sister...
Can you imagine the dog and the cat getting along that well?
I don't know. Some dogs and cats do. My sister was out of town for a few days at this point, but once my sister became aware of the situation, she got keys to this individual so she could use her apartment. During this time, my friend would periodically check on the animals and make sure that they were safe, safely watered and doing well. She cares deeply for her animals, like most of us. As it turns out, the authorities were alerted immediately. The animals were still in the car.
Oh.
And forced their moral authority by breaking into her car and taking the animals to a shelter. Because, I mean, you could probably guess that odds are animals weren't allowed in this sister's apartment that she was living in temporarily while she was trying to find a real place to live. During the process of breaking into her car to save the animals, the cat escaped and ran away. When my friend arrived back to her car to find her animals gone, she became frantic, only adding more stress to her already difficult situation. When she found out the state had her animals, she contacted them to find out how she could get them back. Well, they told her that she had to pay them $70. Sound like ransom to you?
Yes,
it does. Or $70 or so to get the dog back while the cat had run off. She had to pay them to get her dog back, as well as a few parking tickets that she'd received in the brief time that she was without a place to stay. Last time I checked, in the real world, this is known as kidnapping and holding the victim for ransom. But as you know, the real world doesn't apply to the state and its moral crusaders. At what point do you people realize, or do people realize, that the state's attempts to morality police, or to morally police us, are morally wrong on a rudimentary philosophical level? Just thought you might find the story of interest. Boy, don't you feel protected? Boy, the state really cares about animals, don't they? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking, of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the show. In these remaining moments, we might be able to slip you in here. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of free stuff there for you, archives. We got the bulletin board system, live streaming. It's all free. It's always has been free, and it always will be free. But we've created something that will allow us to separate you from your money, and it is the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. And let me tell you that it's $3 a month. That's what we're asking for. That's mm-hmm. the most important part. We're just asking you. You don't have to do it. If you don't do it, then you can still get all the stuff for free at freetalklive.com. But if you do do it and pony up $3 a month, you can feel good and know that you're helping Free Talk Live expand its reach, bring its message to more radio stations around the country, bring it to more internet listeners around the world, because we're literally turning all of that money right back around in advertising the show. It's to advertise, market, and promote amp.freetalklive.com as an added bonus. You do get a few perks if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, but the biggest one has to be the fact that if we reach our goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time by 25% or more.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And, of course, replace the commercial time with more showtime. So check it out. It's all only $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun to Nichelle in Michigan. Nichelle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Thanks. I have one question. I actually have a few questions, but I know we only have limited time.
I wish we had more time for you, Nichelle, but what are they?
Thank you very much. I would like to know, since you're going to move to New Hampshire, how do you feel that you are safe from the government in New Hampshire? I mean, are you going to, you know, set up special force fields from them, like, you know,
sending you things into your... What do you mean safe?
Well, I mean, they can, you know, they have things implemented in place to put things in our drinking water. I mean, come on, they put fluoride in our water, all right?
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, fluoride was used by the Germans to subdue the public.
I personally keep a tinfoil hat around.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I've got bottled water, personally.
What is your plan, though? I mean, I think it's great. I think that
Do you think the government's going to, like, come after us or something? Is
come
that
on,
what you're suggesting?
They came after the Twin Towers. You tell me that they can't, like, ooh, sorry, New Hampshire.
Let me ask you this. Even if it's true that the government's going to come after us, and I don't think it is because they'd have to go after 20,000 different people that are all going to be moving in there.
Spread across the state.
Yeah, to different places. So logistically, it's almost impossible for them. But even if they were going to do it, would that be enough to scare you from not going after liberty, Nichelle?
Well, I don't think that there's anything that can scare me away from going after liberty. It's
good.
My God-given right.
So you're
going to
join
us
then.
Well, I don't think that necessarily moving to New Hampshire is necessarily the right thing. I mean, that just gets us all in one place. What about if we circle around them?
Do you think,
like,
we've had a lot of luck with liberty up to this point, Nichelle?
Well, I absolutely don't think we have. I mean,
our
entire country has been built on a lie. And if you start back at the beginning, the whole thing is a lie.
Hold on a second. I want to know how we're going to circle around the government.
Well, it's almost impossible. That's what I'm saying. So
they're everywhere.
But you think the same thing is just going to be able to be accomplished? I have an idea. What about instead of circling around them, we circle them with media? Because we do have that ability.
Well, yes, that's what Free Talk Live is doing.
I agree, but we need to get more people doing that.
Nichelle, you know what? I wish we could talk to you more, but we want to hear from you again, okay? Is this your first time listening?
Well, I've listened a couple times, but I was going to call in yesterday because I had a great song to sing for you guys because you were talking about karaoke, but I didn't get a chance.
Oh, my gosh, we would love that, Nichelle. If you could, email the show and send us your picture. Give us a validated picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners because you sound cute.
All right, thank you.
Hey, more coming back on Monday night. Thanks, Nichelle.
She can wear a tinfoil hat.
She did sound cute, though. Maybe just a tinfoil hat. That'd
Please,
be great.
That's not what we want to turn the shrine
I
into.
I know. It's just
a picture. A
I'm a dirty old man, okay?
Female listeners.
It's been Ian
that's
here
all.
With you.
And Manwich.
I've been spoiled by our
the
newest shiner. All right, so we're coming back Monday night. We'll see you in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.